We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, everyone. It's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're heading to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Wake that ass up
early in the morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got some special guests joining us this morning.
That's right.
We got Benny the Butcher.
Yes, sir.
And your butcher daughter with you.
I did.
Okay.
My June June.
Your June June. She in the music too?
Nah, she ain't in the music. Well, she might be.
Okay.
You know what?
She don't know yet.
She told me she sang about a week ago. She surprised me with it.
Wow.
But did she sing for you?
She did.
How was it?
Is she good? I almost cried. I'm like, man, we about to do this all over again. we about to get this money all over again.
What made you feel like you wanted to bring your seed with you today?
Man, just, I want her to be with me. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. She's 18, right?
Mm-hmm.
So she lived her whole life with me and see all of the phases, but she really don't know what I do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
she really don't know what I do. So I think it's important for her to see what I do, for everybody in my family to learn what I do. This is where this money come from. This is my plans. This is my hustle. And you know what I mean? This is the family business.
You know what it sounds like? It sounds like sometimes your kids think it comes too easy.
You get it.
So you have to show them sometimes what it takes to actually get the money that puts them through school, college, mm-hmm. the jewelry, the braces, yeah. the headphones.
Right.
When you say, Dad, I lost my headphones, can you buy me some new ones? It just don't come that easy.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? And eventually, I do want her to take some part of the business. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I feel like there's a lot of self-realization, self-awareness on this album, even with the title. Everybody Can't Go. Mm-hmm. Self-explanatory title. Mm-hmm. But when did you personally realize that everybody couldn't go with you?
Man, I realized that when they were going, when they were mm-hmm. with me everywhere, when I was being around people who I shouldn't have been around, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? So I had to get to the point where, you know what I'm saying, you saying a word, no. Mm-hmm. I had to get to the point where I had to to become selfish again, because you had to become selfish to a point to take it to reach your goals. But I got new goals, so and I mean I gotta become selfish again another time.
Was it like survivor's remorse almost? Because you know when you first start, of course, if I would see you out with 50 people,
100%.
Now with those 50 people come 50 problems. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. A situation could happen to somebody that you know that is just a man's man.
They don't got nothing to do with me.
Nothing to do with you. But at the end of the night, Benny the Butcher involved with a fight in this club. So when did you realize, when was that moment where you'd be like, I can't do this no more?
Man, basically, you know what I'm saying, when it starts to affect my hustle and my livelihood, my freedom, you know what I'm saying? It's like, that's the story of my life, to be honest with you. You know what I'm saying? You know, back home, the police got my name in their mouth.
You say that on the album.
These niggas, these chicks, the ops. Like, it's I really just got to show people who I am and what I am. You know what I'm saying? That if I don't come around certain places, I would never see people ever fucking get in my life. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So it's just time to, you know what I mean? Take that next step. The boring life. I just turned 39. You know what I'm saying? I'm getting up there. Mm-hmm. Getting old like y'all niggas.
I was asking, did you feel?
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? So
square
it's about
up.
That time.
Time to square
exactly.
up, Benny.
100%. 100%.
I was asking, did you feel like survivor's remorse, like I made it, but my mans didn't, I gotta bring them with me, or I felt a way that I gotta show them a different life? Did you ever feel that way?
Man, 100%. When you from a hood, a collective, a city like Buffalo, you almost take that on as a responsibility. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But you gotta wake up and realize, like, nigga, that's not my responsibility. Right. My goal is not to get you rich, or my goal is not to get you out the hood. My goal is to provide an opportunity so you can do those things for yourself.
That's right.
100%. But anything besides that is not on me.
How do people in Buffalo feel about songs like Bron? Because to me, when I hear it, it's not like you turning your back on the hood. Mm-hmm. You just feel like it's time for you to go experience something different.
Mm-hmm. That's it. You heard the part when I said I told my folks back home so long. You know what I mean? And that's just what it is. And if anybody love me, and if anybody want me to succeed any further, they want those things for me. And if they don't, fuck them. You know what I'm saying?
Did you know where you wanted to go? When you made that movie, you said someplace warm. Did you have a place in mind?
Just someplace warm.
Word.
You know what I'm saying? I'm telling you, after this album, I'm going someplace warmer.
how did people react to that when they heard it? Well, it's not
they might not heard it yet. But
they haven't heard it yet.
Yeah, we're going to see.
I'm going to lose a couple friends. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be tweets and whatever, you know, I don't care at this point.
You
came up here about a year ago. I don't even know when you came up here. You talked about your new deal with Def Jam, because at the time I don't think you were signed with Def Jam, or you did it, but you didn't announce it yet.
Well, you announced the album in February of last year.
Yeah, I came up here, I think I was, because we was talking about how I didn't get the paper yet. Remember?
Nah, he wasn't here last year. He was like 2022.
So for people that don't know, you were Snoop's first signee on Def Jam.
Yeah, yeah.
How did that come about? And it was. I think people assume Snoop would go West Coast first, but he went with y'all. So what was your relationship with Snoop, and why did he do that deal, and why Def Jam?
I tell my side of the story, but let me tell his side of the story, basically, because it's crazy, too, is that...
If that's what he's saying at the end of the song?
Yep. Okay. Mm-hmm. When he first came to Def Jam, he asked them, like, yo, who y'all want, who y'all been trying to get? And they said my name. So he been... You know, he's Snoop, so he wanted to show them, like, I'm Snoop, watch what I do. So he sought after me, you know what I'm saying? And you know, he an OG, and he speak my language. Mm-hmm. So the things that he said and the advice that he gave me led to me signing with Def Jam when we were already in talks for about a year, and it wasn't going, I'm saying, wasn't moving.
He says on the album it took 15 minutes. It was a 15-minute phone call, and after that it was done. That's real?
It was less than 15 minutes. He was just saying that for, you know what I mean? It was less than 15 minutes.
What was it? Was it a number he gave you?
Yes.
Yes. It was the number.
We ain't even going, you know what I mean?
It was the number.
Yes. And guess what? You know what I mean? Like the first number was good, and the second number was double that. Mm-hmm. But I just felt like, you know, I grinded independent for so long, so I just felt like if I'm going to go to a label, it got to be for this. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And it got to be at this place and for this number. So, you know, it really wasn't rocket science made it happen.
What other resources has he provided other than the money? Because I love the song Back Again. Like, you use Snoop perfectly on that record. He killed that hook. But what other things has he provided other than money?
Input, advice. He opened his doors up, you know, things like that. That's all an artist could want, you know what I'm saying? Because it's other places, like I, you know, I'm still coming up, so those things are not prevalent in other situations, you know what I'm saying? So when he do it, you know, he's a West Coast guy, like you said. Mm-hmm. He brought me to Def Jam, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's on some East Coast shit. Mm-hmm. So, you know, other people could have done that. Other people could have made that 15-minute phone call for me, mm-hmm. but it didn't happen. Mm-hmm. So that's what he done. You know, that's more than enough.
I will never understand why New York executives find it so hard to sign New York talent. Like, why did it take Dre and M to get 50? Why did it take Young Money to get Nicki? Why did it take Snoop chasing. To get Benny? Like, it's weird to me.
They chasing, man. They chasing what they think they gotta. And I'm saying, I don't know. You know what I mean? When the diamonds and the jewels is right in their own backyard, they chasing.
Mm-hmm. I think a lot of times too, like you said, it's your sound was so different mm-hmm. from what was out at that time. People didn't necessarily hear the sound at that time.
Right.
And I was gonna ask you, what's your sound like? Listening to your album. There's no album like that right now that mm-hmm. I've heard, where it almost brings me back to era of the mixtape days and kids growing up, where there's an intro, it's a heart. Right. So how was your mind frame when you did your debut album? Because this is your first album on Def Jam, really.
I just wanted to show people that I'm refined. Like, this is what I do on all levels. Just that's how I describe it. It's refined hustler music. It's still the same Butch that people used to, but you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? I'm smarter. I'm wiser. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? I'm still hungrier. I'm richer. You know what I mean? It's like things are going in my life different. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? So my mind frame, I wanted to show that in the music. You know what I'm saying? I wanted to show my mood. That's why I named it Everybody Can Go. I wanted to, you know what I'm saying? I be having to show people what the fuck is going on. You mm-hmm. know what I mean?
I still feel like you don't get as personal as you could. And I wonder, is it because of statute of limitations?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to be honest with you. I thought about that too.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of things I speak on the surface because, man, I got another 5 years to 10 years to tell people what the fuck is really going on. And right. I can't wait to come back up here and talk about what the fuck is really going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But you know what I mean? I don't break the law or no shit like that. That would be dumb. Mm-hmm. But you know what I mean? It's a lot going on, man. I ain't gonna lie. It's mm-hmm. a lot going on.
Cause I remember hearing Jeezy say that one time. Like, I forgot what album it was, but whatever the project was, the statute of limitations was up, and he felt like he could express himself even more.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
But I do want to say, I do feel like I'm being harassed. You know what I'm saying?
By bullies?
Yeah.
Still?
In Buffalo? Hell yeah.
Yeah, you say that on
You know
that
what I'm saying? I just found out I'm on the FBI watch list back home. They raided my studio about 2 months ago. Like, you know what I mean? I haven't even been home in 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
I don't be knowing what the fuck is going on. They hear my name.
Mm-hmm.
These niggas is running their mouth talking. I'm the biggest shit that ever happened to Buffalo since the Wings and Josh Allen.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for real, it's, like, it's getting crazy, man. It's getting crazy. And I almost want to just like to have a lawyer send an email to these niggas, man. It's just like, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? Is my client doing that got y'all dick hired like that y'all want to keep messing with him, keep mm-hmm. bringing his name up? Because if y'all got TV, y'all got Instagram, I'm pretty sure.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure when I see who watch my stories, you know, the pages with no profile.
No profile.
I know that's Agent Dan somewhere. You know what I'm saying? I'm not a fool, so I don't post nothing like that. I don't do nothing like that. It's just, I've been hearing that since 2014, though, before mm-hmm. anybody heard anything from me. You know what I'm saying? When we was knee deep in this shit.
Mm-hmm.
Phone ringing every day, whole crew. So I kind of understand a little bit, but mm-hmm. I got to be dumb to be doing that type of shit. You know what I'm saying?
You know what's so interesting? You hear rappers say that in their music all the time. You're the first person I've ever heard really say, like, hey, man, leave me alone. Like, I'm not
for real, man. That. Leave me. Yeah. White flag, man. Yeah. I'm waving a white flag. Leave me alone, man. We doing movies, music, and merch. That's
you,
it.
You ever thought about really having sitting down and having a conversation, letting them know? I don't know what y'all think this is, but it's not.
I thought about it, but mm-hmm. I don't know how far that would get me. But I just made some new friends, right, by the name of Al Sharpton and Ben Crump.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, they don't make me get my boys on the phone. You know what
yeah,
I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
For real, though. But it might be leading to that.
No. But then it's also like, who would he speak to? Like, what is it? Agent Dan? Is it prosecutor? This person? Like, who is on his neck and for what reason? And I was going to ask, is that the reason why you said you haven't been to Buffalo in 3 months? You kind of stay away from that area because you just don't want to be caught up in the bull crap when you got things going on?
I don't. I got so much going on, and I've been blessed to come from that life. You know what I mean? And I promise I don't glorify none of that, but I'm really one of them guys. You know what I'm saying? I'm really one of them guys. I don't mean to discredit nobody else, but you know what I mean?
You paid your debt to society.
Exactly.
So let's talk about that. Like,
exactly.
I don't want, you know, let's not glorify. You paid your debt to society.
Exactly. So for me to put myself in harm's way, meaning with anything, and which would put other people around me in harm's mm-hmm. way, it'd be dumb.
Because you did fed time, right?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hell yeah. Fed time and state. Like I said, I'm not mm-hmm. proud of it.
Because
mm-hmm. people wouldn't know that if I didn't tell them. I don't wear what I've been through on my skin. You
and
know what I'm saying?
How does that make you feel when you hear other rappers talk about some of the stuff that you've been through that you don't necessarily have to glorify, but you see them glorifying, but you know deep down in your heart that they've never lived a day of some of the things that you did.
Man, really? I don't even care, man. I don't even care. It's like if that's what you want to glorify, if that's what you want a part of, man, congratulations, man. You a dummy. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And donkey of the day for them niggas, man. Mm-hmm. For real. Because it's like, it's two sides of that. It's two sides of that. We done lost our brothers. It's people who supposed to be here with me right now today, mm-hmm. who ain't gonna witness none of this, mm-hmm. because of those things. It's my blood brother is gone. Machine Gun Black is gone. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? She really ain't even get to know her uncle. It's like, man, who would wanna glorify that? Who would wanna be a part of that? Honestly, mm-hmm. like the first thing I think of, I thought of when we made it this far, making this money off legal shit. It's like, we really ain't have to do none of that shit. Mm-hmm. We just had to apply ourselves. That's mm-hmm. the first thing. And that's what I go back and tell my homies, like, we know we ain't got to do this shit. You know you ain't got to do that. We did it because we thought we had to do it. We ain't have to do that shit.
Watch, I always tell people, don't judge brothers for what they did in survival mode, man. Mm-hmm. You mm-hmm. know? That's what y'all knew at the time.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? That those was the opportunities that was provided. Those we was being taught by hustlers, pimps, and mm-hmm. killers. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Now everybody's successful. Not everybody, but you know, the t-shirt guy's successful. The mechanic guy's successful. The dude who cooking ribs up and cooking food successful. The chick successful off here. Everybody doing it. We ain't had to do that dumb shit.
When did you see the change in your dad? When did you see that? When did you see this dad is a different person?
I feel like when he moved to Atlanta. Mm-hmm. Cause like at first I was really like shook about it. I'm like, oh, this is getting real. I'm like, this is getting serious. I thought I was gonna be away from him and stuff, but I still was seeing him. But I feel like when he moved away, that's when everything started changing, I'd say.
And what changed you in Atlanta? What made that change happen?
Man, Westside Gunn and Conway, they showed me that superstar life. You know what I'm saying? I seen it. It's different from somebody telling you about it, and it's different from like you seeing somebody. These is my cousins. I seen it. And they, like I always say this in interviews, they was very subtle about it. They wasn't coming to me like, yo, we doing this. They was just showing me. They wasn't talking about it. They was just showing me. I'm like, you ain't had that watch yesterday. Mm-hmm. You just bought that car today. Mm-hmm. Like, what is we doing on this rooftop meeting with these people? Like, oh, we sitting in the dev gym. Oh, I'm fresh out the projects.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'm saying, like, these boys really showed me. And I'm like, oh, ain't no motherfucking way I'm going to be back in the hood doing no dumb shit. Mm-hmm. Like, it's time to get it.
Hold on. That's crazy. So you was the last person to accept that? Because it felt like Benny was the forefront.
I was the last person. They had That's everything crazy. Going on. They was already, the deal was already signed.
Yeah.
When I came around, before I signed my Griselda deal, I tell everybody, like, they try to, like, I signed my Griselda deal, and they changed the dates on the paperwork to try to make it seem like I was signing Griselda before they did Shady, so I'd be under the Shady umbrella. Mm-hmm. But the ink was already dry.
Don't say that.
That's what happened. That's what happened. That's real shit.
That's forgery.
That's real shit. That's crazy. You know what I'm saying? That deal was over now. Mm-hmm. We can talk about it. Okay. But that's real shit. That just buzzed trying to include me in everything. Mm-hmm. But I was the last one.
That's crazy. I mean, by the time Griselda hit the streets, of course, it just felt like Benny was at the forefront. We knew all of y'all. We knew Westside. Knew Conway. But mm-hmm. it was a talk about Benny the Butcher.
Because I grabbed a baton. I grabbed mm-hmm. a baton because they showed me. And all I wanted to do was, like, I wanted to live up to the standards of what was going on. I'm like, okay, I see this how you carry it. Wait till it's my turn. Mm-hmm. It ain't take me long.
So you was rapping, of course, clearly, but you was rapping before that. You just didn't believe that it could happen?
Yeah, I was. I was just, you know what I'm saying? I was just one foot in, one foot out, like the song say. Like, mm-hmm. like one foot in, one foot out. You know what I mean? You know, that's a disease. You know what I mean? Once that get on your back, it's hard to get it off. You know what I mean?
I was going to ask you about that record because I feel like you're talking about existing in the music business. But where's the other foot? I don't want to say that the other foot is a life of crime because I don't think you mm-hmm. was in crime. I just think that you might have still been in the street.
That's it. Yeah. Like I said, I was one foot in the game after that freestyle with Flex. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I was one foot in the door at Jay-Z house with Wes. Meaning, like, when I'm doing that freestyle with Flex, I was like, you know, I was still doing things I probably shouldn't have been doing.
He's going back to the block after.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And then, but by the time I had that meeting to sign at Roc Nation, I was like, I'm in Atlanta now, like baby girl said, and I'm doing what I'm doing, you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? And tunnel vision.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Yo, I'm hype. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed down to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with the Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and share it with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You will not want to miss this, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Real shit.
What was that conversation like at Hov's house?
It was basically, you know, he describing Bennis like, he's making future plans about Bennis. We can do this, we can do that. I was watching it. So it was another moment of realization, like, what's going on? Mm-hmm. Like, oh, you got a real opportunity. Because first, when you get in the game and you're doing underground music, boom, bap, how we doing it, you don't think you could shoot as far up as we done. Mm-hmm. But that was another moment, like, nah, they gonna let you have this shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you do the right thing, you can have this shit if you want to.
And one time, a lot of people don't know, even though we've talked about this before, but, you know, people learn something new, mm-hmm. even if it's the same thing you've said in the interview before. Mm-hmm. But you and Emery was locked up together.
Yeah. We was locked up together, man. And it's like, just to be sitting with him and kicking it with him mm-hmm. on the other side, like, man, that do something to me. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That do something to me, and I just realized how strong the power of God is and the power of hustling and having good family and friends around you. You know what I mean?
Did y'all build in prison? Or?
No, he didn't. You know, okay. I left him alone. He was, you know what I'm saying? He was Ho's man. I ain't want to be one of them guys.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But like I say, like he knew who I was because, you know what I'm saying, we was doing hot shit in there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And it just feel good to just bump into him like, yeah, I was in that spot with you. You know what I'm saying? Now look at us.
What are those conversations like now?
Always giving game. You know what I'm saying? I talk to E a lot. You know what I'm saying? Smoking, you know what I'm saying, on the balcony at the Roc Nation offices.
Mm-hmm.
Just chopping it up about family. And the conversations are rarely about music.
Mm.
Rarely about music. Out of a 2-hour conversation, we probably talking about music 15 minutes, if that. So just getting that game and insight on how to maintain life on this side. You know what I mean?
I love that dude. One of the most solid humans you ever meet in your life.
I promise you.
I was going to ask, you know, things slowed down at one time. At one time, it was all about Griselda. It was everywhere. Mm-hmm. And then it slowed down a lot. Now I'm starting to see it back again. What was that slowdown for? Was it to regroup? Was it to do an album? Was it to take a step back?
Definitely to regroup. Like, I haven't put an album out in 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So definitely that. And man, these niggas been copying. These niggas been watering everything down. And we got so successful that where the support was coming from, it kind of people backed up because we was about to take over all of this shit, just like we did anyway. You know what I'm saying? So you know that's how people do when they see you grinding, they see you about to snatch the trophy again. You know, people dial back on you a little bit. I feel like that. I can't speak for Wesley Conway. I kind of feel like people dial back on us because they like, man, you know, this is getting out of control. Them Buffalo niggas. You know what I'm saying? It's getting out of control. But you know, Wes, he's still doing what he's doing. You know what I'm saying? I believe he's going to be, in the next 5 years, maybe sooner, I believe he's going to be designing for a major designer real soon. Conway, he's always been the top spitter to me, and he still is. You'd be hard pressed to name 5 niggas who can get in the ring with him. And me, I'm just the butchie. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, Def Jam deal. You know what I'm saying? This is my first major label album. You know what I'm saying? People, like you say, Charlamagne, people forget about that because the run we had.
Mm-hmm.
I never dropped a major album in my whole life, and this is the first time, so we still climbing.
Was there any internal issues? Because on the album, you know, you seems like you went out of your way to let people know Griselda's still together. You speak on people wanting to see the triangle break up. Y'all got the Griselda Express record. Why do folks want y'all to break up so bad?
Man, because we've been running it for so long. We've been running it for so long, and you know, you're sick of seeing that. I think a lot of artists experience that.
Mm-hmm.
When everybody was just on Drake ass for his album, I think he was experiencing that. You know what I'm saying? To even the point where the ladies who love him, I was hearing women saying, it's like, yeah, I ain't like the last album. I said, he been running it for so long. Mm-hmm. He been running for too long. You know, we seen Hov go through that.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? We seen everybody Bron. Go through that. We seen Bron.
If you've
go
had
through
a
that.
Long run, you're going to go through that.
Exactly. Absolutely. So I think people want some controversy there. They expect that.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, they and when they don't see us together, they're like, oh man, they must be beefing. Man, we're family. You know what I'm saying? I'm almost sick of saying that, man. We could never be broke up. That's why I spoke about, that's why I said it on the song.
I remember when Conway was up here one time, he spoke about financial issues. Like, I don't know if he was saying Wes had him in a bad deal or something like that.
Man, I really don't know their business.
Mm-hmm.
I seen that interview and I seen him spoke about it. Maybe he felt like he deserved something after all the foundation work that he did.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Of course, I feel like he do, but like I said, they ain't none of my business. Them niggas is brothers. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Them niggas working, putting a Hall and Nash Part 2 out.
Mm-hmm.
Them niggas was out the country shooting a video together. I was jealous. I'm like, what your niggas doing without me? You know what I mean? For real.
Do you really think trust is more valuable than love? That's a record you got on the album, Trust More Valuable Than Love. And if so, why?
Because love is faulty. Love is flawed. You know what I'm saying? Trust is black and white. Either you trust somebody or you don't. You know what I'm saying? Love is not. You know what I'm saying? It's a gray area with that. And I'd rather have the trust than have the love of somebody. You know what I'm saying? Because I can't depend on your love. I could depend on your trust 24/7.
You know why I kind of agree with that? Because I feel like trust is a character thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even if I don't know you like that, if I see $5,000 of yours on the table and I know it ain't mine, that ain't got nothing to do with me.
Exactly. Somebody you trust won't steal from you. But somebody you love will steal from you.
Absolutely.
That's facts.
Absolutely.
Now, people were mad that you said you were supporting Trump at one time.
Yeah.
Are you still supporting Trump? And what's the reason for that?
No comment on that.
You was voting for Trump 2024.
No comment on that. It's look like he having a hard time in that case right now. You know what I'm saying? But no comment on that. What I did learn from that situation, people in our position ain't supposed to speak on their political candidates. That's what I learned. And I also learned everybody voting for Trump. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I didn't vote. Only president I voted for was Obama, so I really was just talking shit. You know what I'm saying? But I was just noticing what I was getting at that statement is, you know, a lot of times African Americans, we vote Democrats. Man, what the fuck that been doing for us? That's all what I mean. It's like, what the Democrats been doing for us? That I was expressing my frustrations on that. So, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. I don't know who I'm voting for.
You know, it's interesting because there was a time, like you said, you didn't discuss your politics, you didn't discuss your religion, you didn't discuss who your favorite rapper was out of Jay-Z and Nas.
Yep, you hear that favorite rapper conversation.
Jay-Z and Nas.
And you might have to sit back. You might like, let me let them niggas discuss that. I ain't about to even say nothing.
Mm-hmm. That's right. I like what you said, too, about fans being too focused on criticism. Can we get back to enjoying the music? Do you feel like the lines are blurred between fair criticism and just hate from people?
I do, because I feel like with all of these dudes who get their income tax money and go start a podcast, now they judging y'all niggas who've been here for years. You know what I'm saying? It's like anybody who get a like, man, this nigga put a song on SoundCloud, now you talking about like my shit better than Benny's. Like, man, slow the fuck down. You know what I'm saying? Just respect the art. We the people who made y'all want to do it. You know what I'm saying? So respect the art. We accept criticism, but for me, it has to come from somebody who's validated. You know what I'm saying? And people gonna say, like, what validates somebody's opinion? I've been listening to hip hop for all year. You know, that might validate your opinion, but you gotta have a professional opinion for me to take your shit seriously with all of these voices right now, that we can hear all of these voices from social media and all of this shit. So, and I mean, I'm sick of hearing niggas' opinion, you know what I'm saying? If it ain't validated.
Now, what's your opinion on this is dad mode? Mm-hmm. Your daughter on social media, she starts dating. What's your opinion on that?
This is what I tell her. Any guy you meet, the first thing that you call yourself like and you spend time with, the first thing you do is what?
Bring him around you.
Bring him around me. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So now, if he disrespecting you, he disrespecting me too. Mm-hmm. He done got cool with me. He done looked in my eyes. Mm-hmm. I'm saying we done smoked a blunt together, watched a game together. We done had some food together. So you're like, her pop's cool. So when y'all in the heat of the moment arguing, you know, it's some shit you can't say because you know who you got to answer to.
That's right.
And me and you kind of, we got a bond, not a real bond, but you know, you dating my daughter. You know what I'm saying? So
respect.
That's the first thing you got to do, because anytime I was dealing with a female and her dad was in the picture, it was always in the back of my head. It's like, I can't do old school like that. Mm-hmm. I can't cuss her out right now.
I can't do old school.
I can't do him like that. You know what I'm saying? He cool. You know what I'm saying? So I tell him, you know what I mean? That go for my sisters. That go for anybody. Mm-hmm. If you dating somebody, bring him around the men in your family and let them vet him. You know what I'm saying? Let them get a bond together.
How do you know when you should bring somebody around Pops, though? Can't bring everybody around Pops.
Right.
You super can't bring. But it's like living with my mom, her biggest thing was like bringing them around so they can monitor it, you know? Mm-hmm. So they can like know them. So instead of me trying to just do it anyways.
Hide
why
it.
Not? Yeah. Yeah, like why not bring my family around? Why not make it a thing for everybody to know?
Mm-hmm. You know, I want to ask you. You said something earlier. What did you know your father was getting into that made you be like you were concerned?
Probably what? Cause no, we're really close though. Like he really tells me mostly everything. Mm-hmm. So I didn't have to like see it from nowhere else or find. I didn't have to find out about it from nowhere else.
Yeah,
like, he had talked to me about everything.
I'm a goon. You know what I'm saying? I'm a goon.
Yeah,
I probably was counting it up. Like, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, you see. Like, you know, that's how I was raised. My mom raised me like that.
Right.
My mom fronted me my first pack of weed. You know what I'm saying? So
to go sell?
Yeah.
Wow.
At school.
How much was it?
It was probably like a couple ounces.
How did you ask your mom that? Like, Ma! Like,
I ain't even ask her. Look, I've been a hustler from day one, right? Mm-hmm. So she was giving it to my older brother. He was fucking it up. So when she gave it to me, I'm like, you know what you supposed to have been doing?
Supposed to be giving
it to me off rip.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So I learned that from my mom. Like, this is really my best friend right here. You know what I'm saying? And we communicate like that on that level. I let her know what's going on so she can know what's going on with me. You know what I'm saying?
So you the generational curse breaker in your family, clearly.
I swear I am. You know what I'm saying? She next, though. She graduated high school. She just graduated. She on a pace to do great things. You know what I'm saying? I'm really excited to see what she going to do. But yeah, you know what I mean? Me right now.
I want to go back to the rap conversation. Who should be allowed to critique rap?
Definitely the DJs. Mm-hmm. I'm saying DJs, we love y'all. You know what I'm saying? Y'all don't get enough love. Y'all don't get enough credit. Definitely the DJs. Definitely the OGs, the hip hop pioneers who been doing it. The execs who help people. The execs who seen people come and go. Mm-hmm. You know, guys like yourself, y'all come, y'all interview artists, y'all know artists' temperaments, moves. Y'all probably could interview an artist who probably ain't hot right now and say like, he out of here. You know what I'm saying? He got the right attitude. So I can keep going on. Definitely the fans. Definitely the fans. Not casuals, though.
Yeah.
Not casuals. Like me, you know what I'm saying? Buffalo don't got a basketball team. I'm speaking. I got an opinion, but I'm really not spewing my opinion. But if we talking about football and everything, I'm spewing my opinion everywhere, left and right. Mm-hmm. You know, so definitely not casuals. You got to be in this. And it's a few more categories. It's a few more categories, but definitely not, you know, people who just casual, people who just, I don't know. It's hard to say. I know they're going to be mad at me, but y'all know y'all opinion don't belong in this shit. You know what I'm saying?
I think another problem is, man, a lot of these people are really just saying salacious shit to get motion for their YouTube pages or their podcast. They don't even believe 95% of the stuff they say. They just think talking reckless about somebody or, talk, I don't want to say hating, but just talking shit about somebody is going to get them motion.
100%. That's why you're 100% right. And I meant to say that. That's why the opinion shouldn't matter, because somebody just trying to put the first funny viral comment on a picture or on a retweet. So. Or re-X, what you call it now? It's called X now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that's all they want to do. They just want to be funny. They just want to, you know what I mean, have fun.
But artists give them validation too, because sometimes artists go see them, whether they're a podcast or a blogger, and they have no real resume out there. They give them a shot and opportunity, which boosts their careers, and sometimes that works.
Yeah, because I think a lot of the interviews and everything now are not even about the music. You know what I'm saying? Just like you said, we watching these interviews pop up. Interviewers pop up out of nowhere, and they're not talking about music. They just, it's jokes on there. They get to see a different side of the artist. So I do like it, but it's like, you know, it's really no validation. They don't got shit to do with the music. You know what I'm saying? Respect to those guys, but a lot of them podcasts, like a person like me, don't belong nowhere the fuck on there. You know what I'm saying? If we ain't talk about the music, I don't want to be on there laughing and joking with niggas and, you know what I'm saying, trying to make me go viral. None of that shit. I'm not that guy. You know what I'm saying? I want to talk about the music. That's my strong point. Let's talk about the fucking music. And because, you know, a lot of niggas get naked when you talk about the music, because ain't no jewels, ain't no accolades, ain't no nothing. The niggas who sold the most records in the world, you know, they can't stand in the room with the real spitters. They don't want to talk about that. They want to talk about the Ferraris and all that type of shit. And I get it. I hate to be the old school guy saying that, but. No, this shit getting on my nerves, man.
Can you rap is what you're saying?
Yeah, can you fucking rap? We know all about that. Can you fucking rap? Stop hiding behind all that dumb shit.
That's why I appreciate it. I liked your conversation on Rap Radar. I liked your conversation with Looney on this. It's Up There podcast.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah, it was focused on the music. And, right. And anything that you talked about was rooted in the music.
Right. But I understand it, though, because to be a superstar, you got to have scandals. You know what I'm saying? You got to have scandals on your name. You got to have, like... You gotta have the breakup rumors.
Nowadays.
Exactly, yeah. Nowadays, you gotta have all that type of shit attached to your name, so I get it.
Now, well, what's your relationship with Detroit?
Yeah, like, I knew you was coming.
Before you go there, well, I was gonna say, what's your relationship with Detroit? It seems like Detroit holds you down a lot, and it seems like you love Detroit a lot, and I see a bunch of Detroit artists on the album.
Because Buffalo is kind of
I'm bugging. It's right over the...
It's kind of Midwest.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I got the Midwest vibes from the way we talk and the way, you know, we grew up in that era, so this is how our music sound. But a lot of them young kids right now in Buffalo sound like Detroit. You know what I'm saying? They sound like they from the Midwest. So, you know what I mean? I was taking trips back and forth to Flint when I was a shorty. So, and we respect them dudes, man. Mm-hmm. We and the feds, like, we be in there with Detroit dudes, all that type of shit. So, it's definitely some correlation there.
Why can't you and Freddie Gibbs get on the same page? Because I know y'all had the altercation, but then recently I saw his ex post a picture. You two all hugged up together. What? Why, Benny?
Why? Almost cracked up laughing, but I gave her chain back. That's the homegirl. I'm really a nice guy. I gave her chain back. Somebody reached out, was like, she would want her chain back, and I gave it back to her. Then she came to my birthday party. That's it. She was caught in the middle of some shit that she ain't had nothing to do with. You know what I'm saying? And she probably thought I was the devil, but she get to see that I'm really a nice guy. And that's it. It's nothing more, nothing less. You know what I'm saying? She put that song out. Academics was saying I wrote the song. I ain't write that fucking song. I wouldn't.
I ain't even hear the song.
I wouldn't do no. I wanted people to know that. Like I don't like. Come on, like I'm P for real. Like I'm not like going write no song just because she got her issues with him. Don't make it seem like me and her best friends now. She wanted her chain back and we got to know each other and she's hung out.
Do you think you and Freddie could ever like just
no?
Damn,
no, hell no.
And one time y'all were cool, right?
I wouldn't even call it cool because
I did a record.
We did a record. I maybe thought we was cool, but. You know what I'm saying? And people be asking me that, but I hate even keep talking about this shit, but it's like, man, you don't do that shit. You know what I'm saying? The people you cool with, and that's just it. You know what I'm saying? I really don't have no problem with him. He never done nothing to me in life. I have no problem with him. It's just that I would be goofy, and the people who I make my music for would look at me goofy if I was staying next to him. You know what I'm saying? So
I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't even remember what y'all what the issue was
right? Yeah.
So that like that's my point. Mm-hmm. So when you might remember it because it's mm-hmm. personal to you, but for me, I don't even remember it. So if I saw y'all piece it up, I'd be like, that's good. Two black men.
Yeah. I understand that.
Let their bygones be bygones.
But it is bygones to me, mm-hmm. though. Like, people can say that right now. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It is bygones. You know what I'm saying? The fans, they want to pit us against each other. And I get it. You know what I'm saying? It's entertainment for them. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's entertainment for them. They wasn't in Buffalo when this shit happened. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? They baby mama not popped up after, you know what I'm saying? So they don't give a fuck. Mm-hmm. They wasn't in Houston when I got shot. So they don't give a fuck about what happened. So I understand that they want to be entertained. But I be telling them, too, it's like, stop. I don't got no problem with that man. That, I don't think that man got no problem with me. Mm-hmm. But he might, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But it is what it is. I don't give a fuck.
You think if you had said that previously, then that situation probably wouldn't have happened to Freddie in Buffalo? If you'd have said, yo, I don't have no problem with that man.
I did have a problem with him until that happened. then I was cool.
Come on,
I'm good. Stop. Honestly.
You feel like you got your get back?
I was good at that, honestly.
Damn. Now, you said this is going to be album of the year. Mm-hmm. And you're supposed to feel that way. Why do you think this is the one?
Because my music is always anticipated like a motherfucker. Mm-hmm. These dudes be dropping. I'm one of the most anticipated artists every time I drop. You feel what I'm saying? And I think that helps me. Everybody been like, well, my fans, you know what I'm saying? Yo, when you dropping? They almost getting sick of me. But I think that helps. Mm-hmm. The anticipation and the hunger for it, that counts for everything. Mm-hmm. And I got that on my side. Nobody drops first quarter. You know what I'm saying? I got that in the bag. My nigga EP told me that. You know what I'm saying? I got that in the bag. You know what I'm saying? So it's really not a lot going on. And you know what I mean? And I'm talking shit. I'm with the producers who I get the most feedback with. I get the most, Hit-Boy, Alchemist. You know what I'm saying? So I got all my superpowers working in one spot. I'm at a major now, you know what I'm saying? Getting an extra push. You know, a lot of people say that don't mean shit. That means shit. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That means shit. Don't you notice that everybody who tell you don't sign to a label after they rape the labels for the money and you know, you ever notice that?
Nah, after they done did five,
they,
six
they,
albums.
They took their money.
Yeah.
And then
yeah,
they like, yo, don't do it.
Yeah.
And that do mean that they telling you because they been there and they learned from that, but like, y'all raped them for a minute. Now mm-hmm. y'all saying don't do it. Mm-hmm. Let me get some of this money.
You're going to get to a situation like you look at artists like NBA Youngboy, or Lil Durk, or NLE Choppa that was never a radio type of artist like yourself. Are you going to go to the point where it's like, I'm going to make a radio record? Because all those artists have made a radio record mm-hmm. after being underground. Like, we seen it with NLE Choppa, mm-hmm. we seen it with Durk. You know, is Benny the Butcher going to be like, you know what, I'm going to make a radio so a record that I can hear?
For sure. Because on my next album, I'm going with the ladies. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. You know what I'm saying? I'm working out. You know what I'm saying? You see, I got my two braids slicked down. I mean, I'm going with the ladies. I don't give a fuck about none of that. You know what I'm saying? I got to. They've been asking. I'm doing female songs, man, after this album. Not all female songs, but I'm doing that.
You'll get more.
You said on Rap Radar Podcast that you still stand on your tweet about having the best Def Jam release since DMX. But last mm-hmm. night, I think that was last night. I saw it recently.
You
clarified that.
Basically, I wanted to say, you know what I'm saying, respect to DMX and his family and everybody like that. But what I meant was, I'm creating a Def Jam moment. You know what I'm saying? These people who get on Twitter and say, like, first and foremost, these blogs post that shit to get the reaction. I'm sick of them doing that. I'm sick of all of these internet fucking weirdos. You seen that post, that picture they posted of Jada Pinkett?
With Fat Joe?
How y'all think she look at her new look? Man, why y'all know y'all post that to get people talking?
That's
shit.
Why I call it the worldwide nigga net.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what it is.
I don't want no parts of the worldwide nigga net.
So, you know, it's a lot of things I say, but the blogs posting that to get people up in arms. But, you know, they not in these meetings. They not in these circles. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's like they love to have me in that Def Jam building. Like, I'm Benny the fucking Butcher. You know what I'm saying? One of the, if not the top underground artists in the past few years at a major label. You know what I'm saying? So that's what they needed. You know what I'm saying? It's a resurgence over there. So that's what I was talking about. I'm a have a Def Jam moment. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? We don't remember no artist Def Jam moments or no hip hop shit in a while. And that's just that. And that's what I was speaking to. You know what I'm saying? And I know when X was dropping, those was a Def Jam moment for me when I was a shorty. Mm-hmm. So that's what I was talking about.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Yo, I'm hype. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed down to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with the Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and share it with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You will not want to miss this, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
And when I say that, people are like, yo, what about Hov? Or what about this? Or what about Kanye's album? I'm like, that's what I mean. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to catch one of the moments. I was speaking on what was the moment for me. You know what I mean?
It's funny, too. You got a couple of Cat Williams references on the record, so it feels so timely now. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, that's right. That's crazy, man. Man, shout out Cat. Cat, he was on the rampage, man. You think everything he's saying was true?
No. I think so there was some truth, and I think there was some things that weren't
I don't think so either.
You Cat knows how to entertain, too, though.
Yeah, he's not entertained. I think it was a lot of truth in what he was saying, but, you know, he was up there talking his shit, you know what I'm saying? I just hate how...
I think
how,
the intention was the truest part of it.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. You could tell them niggas was getting on his nerves.
Yes.
You could tell. He was like, you know what? I'm about to go up here and fry these niggas, you know what I'm saying?
Did you have a relationship with him, or you just like him, so that's why you was referencing him?
I never met Cat. I'm a big fan. Mm-hmm. I'm a big fan of Cat. I never met Cat. I've been to Dayton a couple times. I was locked up with a couple dudes from Dayton, so I could see like his character in them. You know what I'm saying? I see where he gets it from, but I never met him. Big fan though.
So, question: why not do any lady records on this project? Like, why not give people a How It's Going Down on this one, since it's your debut with Def Jam?
Oh, man, that's not where my energy led me. Mm-hmm. That's not where my energy led me, and I let the energy lead. And maybe towards the end of it, I thought about it, but I didn't concern myself with it too much because that's not where my energy led me. But I see that's where it's going on the next one. But you know what I mean? It wasn't there. I just wanted to put my foot further down on these niggas.
What else did you mean when you said it's not a lot of respect being a rapper right now? You don't get a lot of respect being a rapper right now.
Because back in the day, only the cool, talented guys rapped. Mm-hmm. Not a nerds rap. I'm saying now whores rap. Now. No lame niggas rap, you know what I'm saying? So it's just another job. It used to be like the cool shit. It's just another job now, you know what I'm saying? Trust me, I'm blessed and I'm thankful to get here because I started doing it when it was a cool thing to do.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? You know, it's really not that cool no more because everybody watered it down. But I want to get it back to cool. I'm not mad at those guys because, you know, they putting food on their plate for their families and everything else. And I think that's the dopest thing you could do. It's just not that cool no more.
It's easy accessible. We seen it with DJs. We seen it with podcasters. We seen it. It's just, you know, people could just pick up a mic and do it, and they think it's cool.
Exactly.
But now, back to the X. You know, that one year that X released the album in the beginning of the year and the end of the year. Is that what you're thinking about doing too?
Of course. See, they ain't let you right. See, you on that. I'm definitely dropping another album this year.
And it's all for the ladies. That's the one that's for the ladies?
Not all for the ladies.
Okay.
Not all for the ladies. See,
you said it three times. I'm going to do a song or two for the ladies.
Yeah, he trying to put me over there, but I'm definitely trying to get that record with SZA, Summer Walker, Coco Jones, man, all the dope female artists that I listen to, man. I want to get a record with them, you know what I'm saying?
I kept hearing about a record Conway had that was supposed to be like a female-friendly record, but it never dropped it. I don't think so.
Oh, no, that record that Fab on, it was like, it's a Bad Boy record that he just dropped.
What's that record? Bad Boy record.
What that record Fabulous? He just dropped? Yeah. We had A Boogie on there.
Hold on, let me see. I don't remember that one.
It just had A Boogie on there, right? He just dropped it.
You're not talking about my shit, are you? Oh, you the joint with King Combs.
Yeah, that one.
Oh, King Combs. King Combs. That's King Combs.
Yeah, King Combs. I'm bugging. My bad. Yeah, I apologize. King Combs. I'm bugging. But Conway was on that record first.
Really?
You know what I'm saying? So maybe that's what people talk about.
That record was tough. I was curious.
So hold on, he was on that record with them, or that was his?
It was his record. I never heard like the Fab verses until the song came out, but Conway like had two verses on there.
Wow. What happened? Like a producer gave it to somebody else?
Man, I don't even know. He just played the record for me one day, and I'm like, damn, that's dope. When that coming out? I'm saying he never said nothing about it, but I don't know what happened with it.
You know, my good brother Hovain, God bless the dead, man. This was years ago. He let me hear a record with you and Drake, and it was hard. Like Drake was, it was he was snapping. He was on, he was in his bag. Like, what happened to that record?
Man, I got lost in the sauce.
What? I used to have it in my phone.
I got it.
That's where it's at.
That was years ago. That had to be like 3-4 years ago.
Yeah, but it got lost in the sauce like a bunch of records do. I got a record with Meek that nobody never heard. And I actually did the record with Meek like a week before I did the record with Drake. You know what I'm saying? I got a record with Nas the world never heard.
Really?
Yeah.
Why you holding all this music?
The Hit Boy produce it?
Yep, Hit Boy produce it.
Wow.
It's clearing these records. That's what it is. It's the next level of the business. I got a record with Scarface, with the Mechanics. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
I got some records, you know what I'm saying? I'm waiting to come out.
Who produced the record with Drake?
I want to say 40. I didn't know for a long time, but I want to say 40. I think I heard back that 40 produced it.
How do you just lose it? How you just lose a record with Drake? Like, he's the biggest shit in the world.
It just didn't get clear. I don't think it was the right place, the right time. I've been saying that for like 3 years now. You know what I'm saying?
He wouldn't clear it, though.
Who else would have to? It's his decision, right?
That's crazy.
That's what I don't know. Maybe was it, like I said, when people be trying to get, like, right now, it's people who got features with me trying to put them out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the label, like, man, hell no, now's not the time. Maybe that's what he was going through. I don't know, man.
That's the part of the business people don't understand, right? Mm-hmm. That's what, remember, Busta Rhymes was upset at one time because Drake didn't clear it. But mm-hmm. if Drake got an album coming out or you got an album coming out, mm-hmm. somebody want to clear it, you like, not right now. You know what I mean? Because,
exactly.
And I'm sure the label's like, not right now. We need mm-hmm. everything focused on this project. And then exactly. by the time it comes around,
I think that the Buffalo and Canada, they got a relationship too, because Buffalo's right there.
Yeah, right there, definitely. Yeah. Definitely, man. Shout out Cardinal Official, man. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to Cardinal Official.
He been running shit down there.
His first one.
Hell yeah,
first
for real,
one
for real.
With that flag.
I just got a couple more questions. Do you feel like there are certain stereotypes and misconceptions about being a rapper that contribute to the lack of respect you feel like rappers getting there?
Yeah. Hell yeah. I feel like, you know, people get to see too much of one side.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? The negative shit. When I say negative shit, like, and people got to realize that when people talk about guns and drugs, it's always not negative. That people just speaking on what they've been through, just like any other thing. But you know, a lot been going on. Rappers been dying. It's like I don't think they get to see enough of both sides of these artists. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? I love that YoungBoy did that interview. He been doing interviews lately, so they can see different parts of him. I love that.
Except for him saying he's not big on fatherhood. That was crazy.
I ain't see that part.
Yeah. That's the one with Bootleg Cav. I don't know which one you're talking about. Which
damn.
You're talking about.
We said that. I don't know. He probably got his reasons, man. Mm-hmm. You know, baby mothers are crazy.
That shouldn't have nothing to do with the kids, though.
Definitely.
You got to be big on fatherhood. You can't say you're not big on fatherhood.
Yeah, man. You know, he probably feel like, man, he providing and everything. And, you know what I'm saying, still going through problems. But fatherhood is definitely a gift mm-hmm. and a blessing. And me, I don't got a lot of kids all over the place. Not saying that he do, but when you
got 11,
that's a lot of kids.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
but when you only got a couple, it's easier to do things like that. So I could just imagine having a bunch and having to deal with different women energy and all that. It's crazy, but I feel like, man, people got to see both sides of an artist, and it's on artists to show people that, because, and it's on the people too, because everybody asks me like, yo, the shooting in Buffalo, you ain't do nothing, you ain't do this, you ain't, I did so much. You know what I'm saying? Y'all just ain't paying attention to it.
Mm-hmm.
So people gotta go look. No, don't gotta go look. They just gotta acknowledge the positive things that rappers do. It really don't get a lot of airplay because, you know, they focused on the evil shit. They focused on the dumb shit.
Well, tell them now, the mass shooting in Buffalo happened in the grocery store with the Tops, right?
Yeah, the Tops. I was in Buffalo that day. I donated money. I did a song for it. I'm still in the process of doing things right now. I'm planning on doing a free concert this year in the city for it. I'm going to court with Ben Crump, and I'm saying the next court date. Sold T-shirts and didn't keep none of the money. Like I said, I did the song and didn't keep none of the money. Donated all the money off the song and went on MSNBC, the top-rated news cable show. Ari Melbourne on TV, you know what I'm saying, and spoke about it and brought awareness. Anything else I can
I hate
do.
That, man. I hate the fact that you even saying that. That's your city. Yeah, that's your town. Crazy. You did it. You did what you did for your town, not for publicity. You did it because you're from there. You love the people out there, and that's all that should matter.
Yep. Even that's strange else. To me, though, because they want rappers. They don't have a problem when rappers rap about how much jewelry they got.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They don't care how much money and cars you got.
Right,
but
right.
If I talk about my community service or money I donated to a good cause, like, oh, don't speak about that. Why not?
Real mm-hmm. shit. Hey, you see mm-hmm. What me and Deion Dawkins did,
mm-hmm.
we did a piece. We did a piece on my block. You know what I'm saying? After that, like bringing, you know, because, you know, Buffalo is a white city. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Bringing, and they big Bills fans. So the Buffalo Bills helped me bring awareness to what was going on our side of the city. You know, those Buffalo Bills fans too, is fans over there who never been to a game, never been to Orchard Park. And, you know, we won an Emmy for that. You know what I'm saying? Over Derek Jeter and Eli Manning. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Just speaking about what happened to Buffalo, bringing more awareness to it. You know what I'm saying? That's what I done. But, man, you know, people don't care about that. And people speak it like it's a fact. Man, you ain't do nothing. Man, how you call yourself from Buffalo and you ain't do nothing? Like, I'm like, bro, like, you wrong and loud as fuck.
Yeah, you wasn't tapped in.
Real nice. Shit.
Well, let's get into a joint off the album, man. What you want to hear?
Man, I would like to hear, let's play Bron, man.
Bron?
Let's play Bron. Let's do that. Let's get into that.
All right. Well, we'll get into that now.
Benny the Butcher.
Quick question. People that don't know, how did you and Lil Wayne get up for Big Dog?
Man, shout out Mac Main. Mac Main, he middleman a whole bunch of my records with Wayne. You know what I'm saying? And that's the first thing I do when I need a Wayne record. I hit Mac. And Wayne told me, when we did the first record, he told me, anytime you need me, I got you. And, you know, I use that vessel. And he ain't never turned me down. Anything I send, he's sending it right back.
And he cleared it for the album.
And he cleared it.
ASAP.
Now, last thing, people would want to know, how come they don't see Hov on the album? They know that you and Hov got a great relationship. This is the first album on Def Jam. I know a lot of people, I'm sure, were looking for that Hov verse.
I think, like, I can't speak for Big Dog, but.
Did you send him some stuff?
I haven't because when I hit him up about music, I don't think he was focused on music. So, like I said, I don't like to ask. I know he's watching. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I wanna earn my record, because that's what I realized. I'm like, okay, he ain't just gonna get that record up easy. I gotta earn it. So I'm back in the shop. I'm back cooking, and hopefully the next one you would get that. You know what I'm saying? But I feel like I'm still like in proving grounds with Hov, and I still got to earn my spot, which I ain't tripping about.
Yeah. You have that verse ready? Because I know it's something that's probably in your mind, but like, I know when it goes, I'm going to eat this, or I'm going to do this.
I don't got it ready. You know what I'm saying? I got to know. Like, I got to know it's for that. You know what I'm saying? Like, any record that you hear me on with an artist, I'm just doing these records, and then they getting on them. Like, I'm not doing that with Hov. Like, I got to know that this is the Hov record.
Your daughter lit up when you started talking about that, so you must talk about this Hov record a lot. You must talk about doing a record with JL.
She just know that's my dog. She just know that's my dog. She like, you know what I mean? She know that's my favorite rapper. She know that I look up to Hov, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm not a guy afraid to say that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I look up to bro.
We all do.
You know what I mean? It's like the way he do it, how he carry his business and everything like that. I honor that. I look up to that. You know what I'm saying? That's special to me.
The evolution of him as a man, to me, is more special than anything he's ever done as an artist. Mm-hmm. Just watching him growing to the husband, family man that he is, especially after the whole Lemonade shit.
Right.
Like, that was,
that's dope, man. That's dope. You gotta respect that.
I think we
hope
we seen it too. I think that's part of it too. Like, we seen his evolution. We seen him come from the kid from Brooklyn.
Come on, he put out Big Pimpin'.
We seen him in the club.
He's been married for a while now.
Everything.
Yeah. And do it again. Yeah, for real. Mr. the Hooker, do it again.
That's a fact.
He was doing him dirty.
He that boy, man.
But he was really out. Like, he was really in the clubs. Like, he was out. You know, that's what makes it. That's why EP's laughing, because he's seen he was there.
Yeah, let's
stop
bringing up old stuff before they try to cancel Hov. Up some old record.
You right. Well, let's get into the record right here. It's Braun, Benny the Butcher. The album comes out January 26th. Everybody Can't Go. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Wake that ass up
in the morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at Kings Island? The holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The make a splash all summer kind of fun. The I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at Kings Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun season. Kings Island is now open on weekends.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279. Or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring?
but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.